This is Bossman Radio.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thursday morning to each of you here from Drive Time. Drive Time, of course, brought to you daily throughout the work week by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd already in this morning. Once again, I will be monitoring the comments on Drive Time Facebook page. Ken, of course, will be on his personal page, sending well wishes to those viewing on his page. But a good crowd already in first thing this morning. Wheezy in with us, Hal Whitman, Donna Weaver, the Books in, Zangus, Mrs. C, Buck. Happy birthday, Stephen Thomas, in with us. Spend the first part of his birthday morning with us. Good morning, Stephen. Hope it's going your way. Ray Stewart as well. So good morning to each and every one of you, and good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Good morning, DJ. I'll tell you what, don't you love technology?
We're right on time. I mean, 8-ish.
Yeah. But
isn't that what that advertisement says?
We was actually ahead of schedule this morning. I mean, we would have been on, we'd have been about 10 minutes after 8 had we not, nothing to do with us, just technology.
A fluid situation. That's the way it stays. Good morning, Miss Carol.
Yeah, yeah. It is always that for sure. Burnham says complex carbohydrates. Good morning, Kathy Tolan, Mike Jackson, Cheyenne, Leslie Naughty Douglas. Good morning, Leslie. Carolyn Hardin. Good morning, Miss Carolyn. Miller Ball, Rachel Ivey. Good morning, Rachel. Elisa Hart, Matty Bush, Jeff B., Mr. Booker, Paul Crumpton.
There he is.
Across good morning, the big Paul. Pond. Good morning, Sarju. Sarju's got a pretty good post going right now on Facebook.
Yes, she does.
Paying
yeah.
it forward.
Paying it forward.
Tell you what, Sarju, that's a big thing. That's turned out well. I saw where you made the comment. Things kept going like that. You might have to do it again, and I don't blame you. When something works, don't break it. Don't fix it.
Good morning, Butch. Good morning, Rhett Joyner in with us also. And I'm going to tell you, Ken, I think we'd be remiss not to mention this. And I think I speak for you. Our energy level was a little different this morning. We first got here. Of course, everybody has to be aware now of the tragic school shooting in South Florida yesterday there in Parkland, Florida, and just what a tragedy it has been. I think 17 lives lost, confirmed at this point. And there are no answers, and it just leaves you really just shaking your head and wondering what is going on in this world that we live in. You know, I passed you in the drive-through line this morning at the Bruton Elementary School, and turn Lindsay and Carly loose, and it never really crosses your mind that you're not going to get them back at 3 o'clock. And the thought process was a little different this morning, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And it was just with heavy hearts for all those people dealing with that down in Parkland, and our thoughts and prayers will certainly be with all of those in the many days to come, because it'll be some tough ones.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, it's a sad day when you have to field questions from your small children,
yeah,
that they shouldn't be having to ask questions about, and not trying to, like you said, not trying to get off on a somber note, but certainly, that is something that should be on our minds, and you know, it is on our minds every day. I mean, every time it seems like you turn the news on, you're seeing something else like that. And I'm one of these people that says, hey, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know if it's not time to have that conversation about arming teachers and things such as that.
Well, so obviously,
I mean, I don't know if you can put enough police officers or security guards, that type of thing. I don't know if you can put enough in a school of any size. I mean, you think about just the campus of W.S. Neal High School or T.R. Miller High School, Bruton Elementary School, you know, Bruton Middle School, Neal Elementary, Neal Middle, I mean, think of how big those campuses are. I mean, how are you going to mount people up everywhere to make sure that, you know, stuff like that doesn't happen?
Well, I'll kind of go off that as well. As a parent here of kids in this school system, I am satisfied of what is in place to provide protection for them. There's resource Certainly. Officers on campus.
Sure.
We talked about it, I think it was last week. They drill this in school.
Sure.
I think it's once a month. They have a drill that goes off, a code red drill, where every kid has a place to go and hide, and teachers have their responsibilities, I think, to lock the doors or whatnot. So I'm completely satisfied with the efforts on behalf of the people in our school system, and I think you could probably say that for the county school system as well. But if you have a bad person who has bad intentions and he has a plan, what can you do?
Well, I mean, and that goes back to what I was saying. And, you know, it's a true statement. The I don't know. I mean, you post up an armed guard ever, you know, 20 foot, 30 foot. I mean, of course, if you got rifles and long range rifles, you don't need armed. I mean, that close together. But I mean, like you said, if somebody's got a plan and, you know, what have you, I mean, I don't know. I'm glad to know that our school systems do drill on those things and take that very seriously, because it is a very serious situation, and seems to be more and more of a serious situation every time you turn around.
Well, I've always been impressed, you know, with Chief McGugan and his staff at the arriving hour there at 8 o'clock, and of course the departing hour there at 3 o'clock. There's just always a very strong police presence at all of our schools, at the crossings and around the buildings or whatnot. So like I said, I'm completely satisfied here that of the plans that are in place and the efforts that are made. But it's just disheartening to see these things. I think I saw on one of the news broadcasts where this was the 18th school shooting this year in our country. And it's just a crazy world we live in. It's just insane.
It is. Good morning, Dylan Etheridge, Cassie Whitman, Charles Hypolt. Good morning to you. Happy.
There
Christian
he is.
Monique, Susan Rhodes, Hazel. Good morning to you, Hayes Woods. Julie Bush, good morning to you. Adam Manasco, Mr. Manasco, good morning to you. Alicia Nelson in. Paula Thomason in. Peggy Hale, good morning, Miss Peggy. John Commander, Doc. Joe Ellington.
There he is.
Morning to you, Joe.
Stretch is in.
There's Shane Spikes.
There he is, my mentor, my sensei.
There's Shane Spikes.
I had a two-hour conversation with Shane Spikes yesterday, and he enlightened me on a lot of things about choices, lifestyle choices, eating choices. I'm looking forward to a follow-up with that. This 109 is really going to take shape of something bigger than just two fat guys running. I think you're going to be surprised at how fat those two guys may be here in 90 days.
Well,
or may not be.
I can tell you what, I am you know, I'm glad that he made the comment he made and has inspired you two guys to get at it like this, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying watching the bravado, so to speak. I know Burnham, every time he checks in any close to a fitness place, he makes sure and tags you and I both. There's the butcher in. Good morning, butcher. Whitney, sister in this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning there, Candy Sims in, and
Candy Kane.
Candy Kane, that's right.
Brother Josh James in this morning.
Is he?
Good morning,
Stretch. Good morning,
Josh. Josh Gowan as well. And Christina Booker made a nice comment here. On a good note, they did find the little 4-year-old girl outside of Birmingham that had been kidnapped. They found her, I think, in a vehicle in a wooded area. The kidnapper, I think, eluded him at that point. He may be in custody as we speak, but the little girl is doing very well. So on the heels of such a tragedy, it is nice to see a happy ending as well.
Happy adoptiversary. There you go, sister. 35 years ago today, we went and got Whitney. I remember that now.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
Jeff Wilson.
What is Jeff having to say?
Wants to know if we have any Fierros for sale.
Oh, a few. A couple.
I used to tool around with those back in the day.
Spike says both will come in 45 pounds lighter for the 109.
And if that's the case, and I think it will be, I think, you know, Burnham, he can.
Good morning,
he can,
Tracy Miller.
Burnham can lock in, and he's a disciplined guy, and I'm going to come in at 45 pounds lighter also. At that point, it just comes down to athleticism, and that'll be a joke.
Well, okay.
That'll be a joke.
I'll tell you what I want to do, because, you know, we are having some comments. Hayes wanted to know about these Pop-Tarts and what they'd do for you. But I actually, this is here really for a different reason this morning. You know, we kind of touched on this I guess, was it late last week or maybe first of the week, I think. We kind of touched on this a little bit, but want to kind of get back to it. We, you know, we're trying to just raise some awareness and obviously, you know, people that want to be involved or help or what have you. We are basically going on a, I hate to say a drive or what have you is a bad word, but, you know, we're wanting to get up as much of this type of, you know, snack pack stuff, these you know, Pop-Tarts or, you know, Capri Suns, these you know, peanut butter crackers, you know, any of these non-perishable snack-type items that we can get up, and we want to take those, and we're going to make sure that these kids at the high school that does not have a lunchroom, that the kids that do not have opportunity to eat something during the day has something there to eat. There are some teachers there that there's the blade watching. There are some teachers there you know, doing what they can and that, you know, just need some help from us and the community to get through the year, get through, you know, to keep these kids that from being hungry during the day. And as DJ said the other day, probably the best line I've heard. I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, if you're hungry, nothing else works.
Nothing works.
So, you know, if you've got something you'd like to donate, if you know, if you've got some things in the cabinet, the pantry, what have you, hey, if you can't make it to us, you message one of us, we'll make it to you. We'll get to you. We'll take care of it. We'll get it in here. No problem. We definitely want to, you know, we want to make people aware that there are kids at our school, and I'm talking about T.R. Miller High School. Obviously, the middle school, elementary school, and the Neil schools, they all have lunchrooms in them. They serve lunch every day. T.R. Miller High School does not. Now, I'm not in any way, this is not a throw-off on T.R. Miller High School. It is not. We didn't have a lunchroom when I was in school. I think DJ said, what, it shut down?
It shut down my freshman year.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been gone a long time. So this is not a, you know, us trying to, you know, find a way to take shots at the high school. That is not the case. We just want to try to help kids that do not have something to eat at lunchtime have something to eat. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Can't be.
I mean, it just can't be. And it, so, you know, anybody that, like I said, if you got some stuff in the cabinet, the pantry, anything that you want to donate, anything you want to bring in, hey, let us know. Get it to us. We'll come pick it up, whatever we can do. But that's what this is about. This is not DJ eating on this morning. His box, I don't know if you can see over there. We may can tune into it a little bit. Let's see if we can. There's his box right there. That's yes, what sir. That's what he started the morning out with.
My sensei Spikes working me off all that, weaning me off of it.
Yeah.
But do appreciate the mayor bringing it. How about that? Well, the mayor bringing in a dozen fresh this morning.
No doubt. No doubt.
Big kudos to the mayor.
Big kudos. Michael Bell in this morning. Holly Hart Shirley in this morning. Butcher said he see the big guy separated the big box away from the student snacks.
How about that?
Connie B in this morning. Good morning, Connie. Christy Monique. Burnham said, wasn't a coincidence the lunchroom closed after you arrived.
I did love lunchroom food. I really did. I loved lunchroom food. I loved it.
I'm going to tell you, was there anything any better than those rolls that they made?
They were delicious.
What about the rectangle pizza?
Rectangle pizza was a big hit. I loved the hamburger Friday.
The cinnamon rolls. The
cinnamon rolls.
That was on Friday with the hamburgers.
Yeah. The oatmeal cookies were delicious to me.
I
loved the Salisbury steak. That was always a big day for me as
that,
well.
Yes, that was a good day. There's Jesse Rigby in this morning.
Morning, Jesse.
You know, I mean, it is... There was a lot of, you know, now I'm not going to lie to you. When you look back on it, I don't know, and it may still be this way, so I may not ever say this, but I don't know that, you know, 2% milk really went with Salisbury steak. We drank it.
Yeah, we sure did.
But I'm not going to sit here and say it went with it that well, but I'll tell you what, I was, you know, definitely, you know, I'm like you. I mean, you know, I ate in the lunchroom. I carried my lunch some days, but, let's help those out that aren't fortunate enough to be able to do that. No kid should be at school and be hungry. I mean, you know, the learning ability shuts down. Everything shuts
behavior.
Down. Yeah. I mean, you know, so if we can help that, let's do what we can to try to help that. And we want to do that. So we're going to talk about that daily. Just remind people, hey, bring it by Peach Chevrolet, Peach Ford. If you can't make us, message one of us. Make it to us. Message one of us. We'll get to you. And anything will be appreciated. Anything you can do will be definitely appreciated. And we've got already a stack of stuff back there right now. As DJ saw this morning, would you say it was a stack of stuff?
A stack of stuff.
Yeah. So we've got a stack of stuff back there. But Cheyenne wants to know what we want for breakfast Monday morning. Our request is her command, is what she said.
Wow.
So is that...
can we get back to her here in a few minutes?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's not mighty nice of her.
Yeah. Good morning, JoJo Lutchell. Tara White in this morning.
My guy, Miller Ball in as well. Good morning, Miller.
Let's talk about the mud run. Just want to mention that. They're talking about a little bit about that yesterday there in the kind of final stages of getting that put together. Something big to go out and watch. If you hadn't ever seen a bunch of people try to run through some stuff that they shouldn't be able to run up. I mean, did you ever run up the bank at O'Bannon or that other side of the creek at O'Bannon, trying to get up the other, and back then they had a swinging bridge.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I wouldn't want to. I can tell you that. Even looking at it now today. So, what else is going on? And you know, we talked about all the things that are, you know, worrying us. There's Rachel Ivey in with Wishful Thinking Thursday. I like that.
Good
Listen
morning,
of the
Cap.
Week. Yeah. Flimbo. Greg Fleming in. I saw where Flimbo was talking about the dirt was fixing to start getting turned up and things were starting to get planted. So, looking for a big crop this year, Flimbo for sure. You know, hey, Dr. Varner is welcome to come on the show and would love to have him in and come talk to us about any things we could do to help, you know, facilitate, you know, putting some food or helping getting some food, whatever it may be, this type of stuff or whatever we could do to try to help that. Not, you know, we definitely, anytime he'd like to come in, he is more than welcome. You know, certainly we can, whatever we do to accommodate that, we'd love to accommodate that. This is not anything about any decisions he's made or not made. This is just about making sure kids have food. So, you know, I want to make that real clear. But again, so talking about different things in town, I think I mentioned yesterday about the arcade games they were fixing to put in up here at Dogwood Hills.
You did.
Somebody else said, I saw a post about something about a putt-putt golf course or something like that. But I don't know where they put all that kind of stuff simply because of, you know, they're supposed to be building. What is it, three buildings or something like that, I think they said, for that?
For Pervallis,
yeah.
I'm
so
not sure.
I don't know where, you know, you could, you know, do a lot of that kind of thing. That'd be kind of cool. I mean, you know, I think right there behind the old clubhouse,
mm-hmm.
you could probably put one right out back out there, couldn't you? And didn't that used to be the putting green
back
there?
That was where the putting green was,
yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably make something right there. That'd probably be pretty good. Aunt B, good morning to you. Speaking of that, I think that was successful.
Yeah, excited about to hear the news and won't go in great detail about it, but certainly thoughts and prayers with Aunt B and Kai's and excited about the way things have gone to this point. Look forward to getting them back home real soon.
Good morning, Deacon. The Deacon
there
in this
is.
Morning. Jason Tiepo, good morning to him. Talk about the 10-year-old, the baseball team. Is it 10? What's the name of the Rebecca and them's travel ball? Award?
Oh, the Lower Alabama Vipers.
I couldn't think of the name of that. Lower Alabama Vipers.
12U.
12U.
12U. Lower Alabama Vipers. Yeah. And, of course, all our local league plays getting signed up, registration now in both East Bruton and Bruton. Of course, Brian Martin up in Evergreen having his sign-ups as well. Not sure who's taking care of it in Flemington, but if you're out and about, it is getting to be baseball season. So if you have a young girl wants to play baseball, softball, get them signed up. It's going on now. Greg Dawkins would be a point of contact in East Bruton, as well as Joey Shell, and of course here at the YMCA in Bruton. So get those youngins signed up and let's get the bats going.
There's Holly Weaver Coker in this morning. Holly, good morning to you. Greg Brown in. we always, it's always tough on us to call people by their married names just because we talk so much about it and we can't hardly do it. So yeah, so the rec league stuff's getting ready to get kicked off. When will those practices start, DJ?
End of the month. They'll have probably the tryouts, evaluations the end of this month. Practice pretty much the month of March, and then we'll get it cranked off the 1st of April.
There's John Hart in. Good morning, John. Penny Holmes in this morning.
Also want to make mention of next Wednesday night, Batter Up.
There you go.
The premier edition of Batter Up. We're going to be a baseball kind of kickoff preview talk show there at David's Catfish there in the fish tank. Make plans to be there and enjoy the fellowship and the good food there at David's Catfish. We're going to have a big time with that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it the fish tank? The fish
bowl? The fish bowl.
It's
the fish bowl.
The fish bowl. Okay.
Yeah, I misspoke.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm asking.
It's a nice place.
I can tell you.
That was my first time being in it. But, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we will be streaming that. So if you're unable to be with us, you will be able to catch that program in its entirety here on Facebook. But the best place to be is going to be there. We're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Big question. Will DJ be coaching the team? That's a question posed by the viewing audience.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
With Stokes being a senior.
Probably not.
I'm going to take in. If I take a team, I'm not going to do an injustice to them by not putting in the time I need to put in. But I don't want to miss Stokes' last go-around either. So maybe an assistant coach or somebody.
There you go. Barnum wants to know, he wants breakfast in the morning. So he will, I'm just putting that out there.
All right. Well, tell him,
tofu, maybe a bowl of tofu.
And, well, Sensei Spikes has me eating six times a day now, every 4 hours, oatmeal, turkey bacon.
Who else have you heard talk about eating that many times a day?
Yeah,
I have.
Hey, that's right.
You know, and that's a way to do it. That's old military. That's what they do.
Sensei Spike spoke to me in a way last night that I've never heard it laid out quite like that.
Wax on.
He made it, and of course, I guess he knew his listening audience. He made it to where a dummy could understand it, and I understood it for the first time clearly. Now, still up to me to adhere to it.
He spoke in layman terms.
Yeah. I was impressed with his knowledge of nutrition, I was impressed with his knowledge of training. And how they kind of go hand in hand, and it was a wonderful 2 hours. That's the first time I've talked to Sensei Spikes in probably 25 years.
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, I hadn't talked to him in probably that long either, but just seeing him on Facebook, I got a real good understanding that he's got a real good understanding of what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I will say that. Hayes, that's right. Hayes said he misses these winters in Bruton. He says, what did he say? 70s in Bruton today, blizzard in Salt Lake City. Blizzard.
Say,
I'll chance a hurricane or two, not have to worry about that. Tina Clements, good morning, classmate. Just remember, days 24 hours, not 12. That's what Spike's sensei said.
What did he say?
He said, just remember, days are 24 hours, not 12.
That's right.
So, Mayor Chandler in this morning. I know you're always happy to see or hear from her. So,
oh, yeah, MC number one.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Jeff Wilson, a cousin of mine, continues to have a lot of fun with me. He's done that most of his life. Jeff, glad you're in with us.
Another shock you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
He's asking, what am I powerlifting? He's thinking
that,
maybe
that Juggernator right there. Hey,
it gets lighter.
Is that the one with the scratch and sniff on it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's the Ric Flair version? Is that what you said?
I said that's just a flare.
Oh.
To dress up the bottle a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was the Ric Flair version.
Could be.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I like Ric Flair.
Who doesn't?
Big Ric Flair fan. Yeah. Do they still have wrestling that comes around like that to small places like it used to come to the armory and stuff here?
I used to.
You remember back in the day?
Oh, yeah. That was a big draw. The Samoans.
The Midnight Express.
Austin Idol.
The Las Vegas leg lock. That was his move.
The Tennessee stud.
Mr. Olympia.
Ron Fuller.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lumberjack.
Yeah.
Joe LaDuke.
Mr. Wrestler number two.
Yeah. You know, somebody, I don't remember who it was, put a picture of a wrestler on Facebook the other day that worked at the paper mill, Mike the Hippie Boyette.
Yeah. Hippie Boyette.
Yeah. Well, and I, when I saw that picture, I was like, I know that guy. And, I can't. Oh, it was Randy Bell. That's who put it up. And Randy was Randy was asking if anybody knew who that guy was. Gorgeous George. That's right. That's another.
Well, you know, we had a local star that got on the circuit. Big B, Randolph Harris.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He fell in with the Samoans somehow. They wrestled here at the inside Municipal Stadium one night, and then wrestled in the gymnasium at Southern Normal. Coach Sasser was a guest referee.
I do remember that. Trip there. Action and well, let me take that back. I remember parts of that trip. I'll leave it at that. Nelly Rock wants to know, when is the 109.
Well, he's going to be here tomorrow. Burnham's supposed to be here tomorrow. I'm assuming that is still the case, and we're going to weigh in. We'll have our weigh in tomorrow, and hopefully we will set the date tomorrow. There has been some request to tie it into
Kick it at the creek.
Kick it at the creek. We certainly don't want to impose on the chamber. They do such a great job planning that year round. We're not going to do anything that interferes with that. But I was thinking, if we did tie it into that, we might could walk over to O'Bannon on a little more runnable surface and step off 109 yards and do it there possibly.
Well, I tell you what, just so happens that Hal Whitman happens to be on the board, and he works with us. So I think we probably talk to Hal about that and get him to talk to the chamber and see what they think about that.
We're certainly not going to step on the chamber's toes or tip
toes.
There has been a mention of that a time or two.
It has.
And if they wanted to seriously do that, then we would consider it. I don't know that Burnham cares about running in front of a big crowd, but
it's going to be live streamed. It don't matter if he likes running in front of a big crowd or not. We're going to turn the live stream on like 2 hours beforehand and have like a pre-game tailgate type thing. I mean, seriously.
That'd be great.
We're going to have somebody's going to be play Lee Corso and put on one of y'all big heads and pick who they think is going to be the winner. Now,
not so fast, my friend. Not so fast.
I don't know who that's going to be, but I don't know who we're going to. Does anybody still make paper mache? If you do, message me. I'd love to know. I'd love two big paper mache heads of DJ and T-Bones, big heads to Nelly Rock. Why 109, jerk?
You're on the right track. You know me well.
JoJo Lutcher wants to know if we got some 109 t-shirts being made. You know what? That's a good idea.
Now, JoJo's not going to run in the race, right?
JoJo, listen. Listen, if you tell them you're showing up to run in this race,
it's over.
Neither one of them will show up. Okay? Well, let me say this. When the gun went off, he'd already be standing at the finish line, and y'all would be like thinking about what happened. It'd be like the Roadrunner, running off from Wile E. Coyote. Well, I mean, so.
Michael Walker in. Good morning, Walker.
Walker.
Tyler Cross also. Good morning, Tyler.
You mentioned him the other day, and I completely was doing something else over here, and I forgot to mention and talk about Michael Walker's an old friend. And
Walker's a good man.
I'm going to tell you something. Walker's a good guy. Walker's one of those guys that you have a lot of stories about from back when you were younger.
He helped make your childhood memorable.
He enriched it. I'm going to tell you right now. He definitely enriched that for sure.
Good man.
Good morning, Christina Booker in this morning. I think you've already said that once. DJ Hazel said you need a full compression outfit, pants and top.
You never know, Hazel. We need to get you a plane Donna ticket to fly you morning, in. Don. You can be the guest starter. Hayes flies in and make him the guest starter.
Why don't we do that? We'll have Hayes fire the old gun off, to take off or what have you.
Post-race party at his house.
There you go. That's a great idea. And I wonder if they even have – do they even own some property around here still? If they do, that's where we're having it at.
Yeah. That'll work.
I don't know who lives in his old house out there. I wonder if we could knock on the door and say, look, can we rent this house for Saturday night?
My cousin lives in that house now. Jim Hildreth.
That's right. You reckon Jim would let us rent that house for a night?
He might.
Okay, if he does, tell him to do this. Get a moving company up there and get everything out of it.
I'm sure we'd have to sign a waiver.
Oh, I'm sure. You're his cousin, so you can work all that out, right?
Yeah, I can take care of cousin Jim. Okay.
Good. There's Brian in this morning. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Bree.
We don't have a date yet. Oh, we can have it in Kego. Yeah, we can do that. I'm sure we could have it in Kego down at the Gravel Lakes. Maybe or
maybe there's never been a party in Kiko.
No. How about start at Marco and come around the corner there, go down by the railroad tracks.
Yeah,
and just mark off 109.
That'll work.
You know, are you going to wear Chris Davis Jr.'s jersey?
Probably.
What when you run this race?
Probably.
Because all I can see is Burnham showing up in an Alabama jersey. You know, he said he was going to avenge what Nick Saban couldn't get done in Jordan Hare. Remember, that's what he said on the phone. That's what he said.
And he's going to be here tomorrow with us live here on the program. Tomorrow's going to be
he said it.
I don't know if Monday through today has been worth watching,
he said a lot, though.
Tomorrow will be worth watching tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we're not sure if any day is worth watching.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I mean, but tomorrow will be.
Open up the old Sulphur Spring. That's right. We can do that, Hazel. But yeah, we need to get with. I'll get with Hal on that and see what the chamber thinks about that. And that'd be a great thing to incorporate. I think kicking it at the creek is sometime in April, if I'm not badly mistaken.
I'm not sure of the date on it.
I think it is. I may be wrong. If one of y'all listening knows, you can type in and let us know. But chime in, whatever. But I'm not sure when that is. But I think that'd be a good time. I mean, there's a lot of crawfish to eat. Always a good crowd. Good bands. Good music. Just a good atmosphere, and that'd be a lot of fun to have that happen.
It would be.
You know, I mean, think about the excitement around getting to watch
April 7th.
April 7th.
Man, that's quick.
Well, I got anything? It's not really. I mean, what's today? The 15th of February. I mean, you're talking about what is that? A month and a half? Well, almost 2 months. That's 60 days, man. Or 55.
That's quick. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
50
something. I have to get with Sensei Spikes and see. He didn't want to put me out there too quick. We'll see.
Well, now, listen, you need to remember Sensei Spikes is working with both of y'all. So, you know, both of y'all metabolism levels might be, but working at a little different level.
This has been a characteristic of both of us forever. One of us will listen.
Oh, and one won't.
And one won't. The kid that grew up on Circle 2 in Lynbrook, he doesn't listen. He never has.
Well, I'll tell you what he does.
He's an Oriole.
He starts checking into those doggone fitness places every day and hits us both with
it. But you notice he never puts up any video of doing anything.
No.
He just checks into the place.
That's right.
I mean, how hard is it to do that?
Well, that's right.
Nobody can check him. He's in South Florida.
Good morning, Miss Kathy. There's Kathy Jones turning in with us this morning.
Good morning.
You're right. I agree.
I can check in 1,000 different places.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's what I said the other day. He could be sitting at a Domino's Pizza for all we know.
He probably is.
And I'm at Planet Fitness. Or I'm at Gold's Gym.
It's got to do with another workout. Yeah.
Yeah. Action wants to know, what's the difference in throwing up in April versus May, did you?
Now, that's a good point, Heath. That's a good point. Touche.
There's Amanda Renee in this morning.
Good point.
That's crazy. That's good, though. And there isn't no difference. One's maybe a little cooler.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. When I was at basic training, they make you, they start you out easy at 2 miles. Now, I don't know if you've ever been never ran in your life that kind of, those distances. So waking up one morning at 3:30 and putting on shorts and a t-shirt and having to run two miles. I'm here to tell you that for the first 2 weeks of that, there was a lot of throwing up.
I'm sure.
It was rough. It was rough. But this isn't a long distance endurance type deal. This is a sprint, as I take it, right?
It will be for me.
I mean, 109 yards is a. You said you walked it out other night.
I actually
dry run.
Yeah, I did. I did it 4 times.
Okay.
And it's.
I mean, that's a haul, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, is that one of those things like a horse race where you gotta kind of pace yourself from the beginning and then turn it on in the end? I mean, or is it just a dead sprint from start to finish?
I hope it's a dead sprint from start to finish. I just don't. I don't trust my kick anymore. So I'm going to try to get – I think it's all about the start. If I can get out of the block –
Listen, he's the one with the bad wheel. Don't you think you'll get off the block quicker than he will?
If I get out of the blocks in good shape and on my feet, I like my chances.
I think you'll get off the block better than he will. Now, I don't know what will happen after that.
Well.
But, I mean, that's just judging by the fact that he threw himself off the top of a house.
That was a big game.
And broke his leg.
That was a big game.
We're also talking about the guy.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Who got butt hurt so bad by the Death Star that he was laying in the hospital. Got put in the hospital, if you remember. Had IV stuck in him. And he had a selfie stick live streaming from the hospital. Am I correct?
He did.
You remember that? That's a fact. It's a factual matter. That happened. He was butt hurt.
You know, he holds on pretty tight to those football games. And I don't know if I've told you this. When they played Clemson last year in the national championship game, he was at my house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting in the, I can't remember if I was in the kitchen or in the bedroom or something, but he.
Was he filming you?
No. Well, we were sitting there going back and forth texting, and I said, I'd give anything if you and I could watch this game together. And this is 5 minutes before kickoff.
Wait a minute. Wait. You were in the same house texting. I didn't know where you were going with that.
We are texting. This is 5 minutes before kickoff. Okay. This has been going on for 30 minutes. I said, I'd give anything for you and I to be able to watch this game together.
Okay.
And he said, look at your back door. And I looked up, and he was standing there at my back door. I was expecting him to be in Wetumpka.
Okay.
Well, anyway, he's there, so we come in, we watch the game. Everything's real cordial, trying to be respectful to him so he can watch his game. It ends the way it ends. Clemson scores there in the last play of the game to win. He's in one recliner, I'm in the other, and he's kind of behind me a little bit, and I'm sitting there. Obviously enjoying the moment,
sure.
not saying a word. I'm sitting there, and I don't say a word, and it's just nothing but silence for like 5 seconds after the touchdown. And all of a sudden, he jumps up. He says, "Say it, say it. I know you want to say it." And I said, "I'm not going to say a word, man." I got up, threw away my Burger King, went to bed. "Say it, say it. I know you want to say it." Say it. He was fit to be tied.
Well, look, good morning, Monica. I'm looking forward to the 109. Good morning, Carol. Tell you what we're waiting on. Anytime you want to make some more of that cheesy sausage cornbread, DJ might have to come off of that.
That came up in my conversation with Sensei Spikes last night. I told him, I said, yeah, my eating habits have to change. I said, there's one thing that has come into my repertoire here recently that's going to be a problem.
It's not crack.
Yeah. I said, it's going to be a problem. I said, I don't know what heaven would taste like if heaven had a taste, but I think I got a small sample of it about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a big time. We're looking forward to it. I think there's a lot of people looking forward to it. We're going to try to work it in. We'll kick it at the creek. Hopefully, we can make that happen. Again, want to mention any type of non-perishable food, not canned goods. We're talking about snack pack item type stuff, this type of stuff, you know, these, you know, whatever. I don't know what you call the stuff.
Nutrition bars and
whatever. Any of this stuff you want to drop off here at Peach Chevrolet, Peach Ford, we're taking up. We're going to make sure that it's put into the right hands, and we're going to make sure these kids don't go hungry during the day up here at school. And we'll mention that one more time. DJ, it's been fun. Maybe we can get started a little earlier in the morning. We were headed that way this morning.
We listed it 8-ish for a reason.
It is. It is. I want to wish Carol. A speedy recovery. She had foot surgery on Monday.
Yes.
And so she's going to be off her feet for about 3 weeks. She said she thinks she wondered if we she can teach Travis to make that cornbread. Well, I tell you what, if you do, go ahead and let's try it. And, you know, we'll try it. JT says he's found a donut that tastes like a Todd's donut.
Where?
Where's it at, JT?
Where?
Yeah.
That's worth a road trip.
We ain't got to do that. We'll send a driver. I'll tell you right now, that's an easy problem to solve right there. Like I said, had a good time today. We're gonna have a special guest in the morning. Well, we have a guest. I don't know how special he is.
Guest.
Fairhope, JT says.
Okay. And our guest better come correct tomorrow.
Yeah. T-Bone.
I'll bounce him out.
don't make us take you and show everybody how little easy your feelings can get hurt. Well, thank you, Miss Kathy. I don't know how many, but it's been a lot. I can tell you that a bunch. Licking good donuts is what JT said.
Ray Stewart watching us on YouTube this morning.
Wow, well, good deal.
How about that?
Hey, there's Dr. Defran in.
Dr. Defran,
a good friend.
Yes, sir.
To us.
Need to run into Dr. Defran.
Here pretty quick. Listen, I'll tell you what.
Weekend's upon us.
I love sitting and talking to Dr. Defran. He is a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you. He really is.
And Dr. Defran, if you're out and about, stop by the Ford place today. Weekend's upon us.
There's JoJo Booker.
There he is.
There's JoJo Booker.
How about
Booker
that? JoJo.
How about that? JoJo, what's going
one
on?
One of my guys right Alabama? There now. Excited about your road trip this weekend. First college collegiate experience. They'll be up there playing Indiana, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech, and somebody else. I can't remember who the fourth game's against, but hopefully he'll get some mound time and certainly look forward to following him, supporting him. He and Hunter Britton both making the travel squad, number 44.
That's right.
Hunter's number 15, 18. 18.
18.
Hunter's 18, and JoJo's 44 there for South Alabama.
Look forward to
good luck to you guys. Yeah. Be good decision makers.
Good luck up there, JoJo. And there's big Freddie Whitfield in with us. I'm going to tell you something.
Love Freddie Whitfield.
And Freddie ain't – anyway, I'll say big Freddie, but his daddy was big Freddie.
Another
that
good man.
Little Freddie.
Another good man.
Both good guys.
Taylor D's in.
Taylor D.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
There you go. Taylor.
Jonathan Wetzel as well.
Just talking about your father and what a hoot Dr. Defran is and a good friend.
Taylor D could shoot the rock.
I was going to say, she
March
could.
March Madness coming right around the corner. She could shoot the rock.
Yeah, that might be the next thing. Have a
horse competition or something?
Yeah, basketball tournament.
Yeah. Why not?
You know, for people that want to come out and do that kind of thing. I got a brother that might want to come get involved with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Get stretched down here.
Big skinny.
Yes, sir.
You know? So, is what they all called it. But anyway, I'm going to let you do your thing, DJ. We've had a good time. Enjoyed it.
It's been a lot of fun here on Thursday morning. Appreciate all of you for taking a few moments to spend some time with us. Like and share the video as often as you see fit. Tag friends. Get them in here with us. You guys are what makes it so much fun for us. Want to certainly thank Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet for bringing you drive time each and every morning throughout the week, right on time at 8-ish. Make sure you're here with us tomorrow morning as we are supposed to have Tony T-Bone Burnham in with us. That'll be a lot of fun. Y'all have a good one. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have.